Glaucoma is the second leading cause of blindness in the world after cataract. In Ghana, an estimated 600,000 people are said to be suffering from glaucoma. The regional director for Africa, Operation Eyesight Universal, Dr. Boateng Wiafi, said this at the B.K. Glimmin Senior Memorial Glaucoma Lecture in Accra. He said Ghana has been ranked the second in the world regarding the glaucoma disease. He said an estimated 8.4 million people worldwide were expected to be bilaterally blind from the disease in 2010. The figure, he said, is however expected to increase to 11.1 million by 2020. Dr. Wiafi described glaucoma as a condition in which the fluid pressure inside the eye becomes too high, thus causing damage to the optic nerves. He said the key to preventing blindness from the disease is an effective diagnosis and treatment for at-risk patients. He said if detected early, the disease can be treated, and urged the public to check their eyes at least once in 2 years. On the educational front, Ghana has over the years embarked on various programs aimed at educating the girl child. The importance of girl child education appears dear to stakeholders in education, to the extent that the GES has a unit for girl child education. Whilst lauding this initiative, a lecturer at the University of Education, Winneba, Benjamin Asante, is calling for an equal attention to be paid to the boy child, since gender parity demands that. He said this in an interview with Radio Ghana's George Asikri.
Women used to suffer certain things men did not suffer. Example, we had FGM, female genital mutilation. We had trochocy, which kept women in slavery. Then we had degrading widowhood rights, where a widow could be made to sleep with the dead husband the night before the burial. These, I must confess, no man suffered. Also, we have isolated cases of forced marriage. It isn't prevalent. In general, our society treats women better than men. And I'll give you examples. If you go to any place and there's only one child, they give it to a woman. Almost every family, all the difficult work, like taking a man who is going to harvest palm fruits, all those were that are risky, they are for the boys. Even if traditional men know, it is the man who should gather items to go and marry. So you see again here, the men are suffering more than the women, even in Dosu. Our mentality is that women cannot beat men. So if you even say a woman has beaten you, nobody will mind you.
All right, looking at the state in which we find ourselves, the focus is on women. If it's education, girl child education, is that in any way going to affect the boy child?
It can. Psychologically, let me tell you, when I'm watching Al Jazeera, they say that in Libya, there's a problem there, and women and children are suffering. In Tunisia, the women and children. In Yemen, women and children are dying. They exclude any male element. Psychologically, as it is, so I'm not a human being. So everything, women and children, everything, women and children. So if the major is watching the television, everything, then you can get it can affect it. It's psychological. You may not be able to measure. But you see, it means that you are not recognized. And children at that level, by all means, they will have the impact. That everything, the girl who is mentioned. So actually, the effect is that women think we discriminated against them in the past, and therefore the thing must be reversed. And the reversal should be now be against them.
Mr. Santos said after teaching both sexes for many years, there is no indication that males are academically superior to females, hence they should be treated equally.
Everything is the girl who is mentioned. It appears to be a disequilibrium.
You are a lecturer. Your students are both men and women. Based on your experience over the years, will you say the women are less advantaged, and for that matter, they should be given special treatment in schools?
I haven't seen it that. In fact, I must confess, women don't talk a lot in class. But when it comes to the exam, I tell you, the way some of them are so clever, it's a shock. They listen a lot. So if they are right, you see that they are able to reproduce a lot of things in terms of performance. We haven't done any concrete research on gender and performance. But I have seen that there's no difference between the performance of men and women, and so they are not at any disadvantage at all.
Benjamin Asante is a lecturer at the University of Education, Winneba.